Nick's News. Nick's News. Nick's News.
Time for Nick's News indeed. Now, a number of you will be following the saga of Mary Mbogo. Mary Mbogo wrote to me some time ago on my email address asking me to look after £8.5 million. I wrote back to her, telling her that I was more than happy to look after her £8.5 million. Please pop it in the post to me now. She didn't, unfortunately. She did, however, reply to me and sent me a photograph of her. Yes, indeed. You can see that photograph by getting on to the Nick Girdler show on BBC Radio Solent on Facebook. What a stunner this girl is. Anyway, she wrote to me again. Hello, my dearest. I am more than happy in your reply to my mail. How was your day? Mine is a little bit hot over here in Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso. My name is Miss Mary Mbogo. I know that. Yeah, you told me that. Presently, I am residing in the refugee camp here in Burkina Faso as a result of my stepmother who wants to kill me and have the money. But God did not allow her to achieve her plans. Quite right. God knows a thing or two, you know. Yeah. She sent me a photograph of herself, as I said. Yeah. I would like to know more about you. 1, your full name. 2, your present age. 3, your country. 4, your phone number. 5, your personal photograph. And 6, your occupation. Because we need to know each other better for more trust and understand between both of us. Meanwhile, the most important reason why I choose to contact is for you to stand as my trustee, as well as my partner, and provide account where the bank will transfer the money. Attached here is my picture, though I am not photo okay. But I want you to take me as I am okay. It is from me and I hope to hear from you. Mail me back soonest for further understanding. I certainly will. Yes. And the photograph has a wonderful picture of her wearing a mink stole and these wonderful silver earrings. Good old Mary. I did reply because, of course, I'd like to get me hot sticky little hands on the money. And my reply goes like this. My dearest, dear princess, I am so glad you liked my reply. My day has been about 24 hours, but not maybe as hot as you. I see your stepmother still wants to kill you. She is some badass mother. And if I were there, I would step on her in very big galoshes so she would not make a mess on my shoes. Thank you for your picture. Good to know they still have furriers and jewellers in the better quality refugee camps. I so want to know more of you for the better trust you are needing of me, so here is the answer to your questions. My full name is Richard Godstopper Scunthorpe Nibbler. My mother's maiden name was Gobstopper. She worked in the shipyards as a riveter, but refused to use a bucket, hence the name. I'm 77, but I look more like 25 when I breathe in. My country is Mordor, on the edges of Rohan. My phone number is 0845 30 30 961. It's very busy usually, or except from 2 a.m, when you can get through very quickly. I don't know how to send photos using this system. I tried once and found myself in the Home Office Most Wanted Media Tycoon's restricted access site. I can tell you that a lot of people say I look like Humphrey Bogart, but I think that's because most of my photos are in black and white, and my father used to be his butler. Mother had very lax morals. My occupation is now well past it, but I used to be a podiatrist. I shelled peas for bird's eye. This is so nice to have someone of your well-meaning and sultry self writing to me. My excitement is bigger than Jeremy Clarkson's ego. I can tell you from your insipid conversational gambits, you are a trusted fisherwoman, or hooker as we say here. I'm thinking of investing the money in an organic pig farm in order to teach them aeronautics. And if only you could join me, I'm sure we'd both be like pigs. In short, there would be room for your highness as well as my lowness. Please write soon. More love than George Michael gets on a good walk. Dick Nibbler. I'm hoping that she will reply once again to my email and that we can move our relationship forward, and I'll soon have me hot little stickies on the £8.5 million. Meanwhile, more on Nick's News. A former bin man always has a rubbish holiday because he travels around Britain and Europe to watch dust carts in action. Gordon Bennett. Steve Jones, obviously related to Sandy, likes nothing more than travelling hundreds of miles, tracking down the local waste tip and offering to work on the bins for free. Yeah, He should come to Southampton. There's loads of work for him here. There really is. His passion for rubbish has taken him to the Lake District, South Wales, Cornwall. Oh, he's well travelled then. Lancashire, Kent, Sussex. Sussex, well noted for rubbish. Mr. Jones of Lake on the Isle of Wight, that's a nice place to live, has even lovingly restored a rare 1982 Shelvoke and Drury dust cart so he can drive it in his spare time. He's in the process of restoring another one. Thank goodness for that. The old Shelvoke and Drury dust cart, famous throughout the world, of course, as well, a dust cart. I mean, it's so rare, he's got two of them. The self-employed gardener said, I fill it with clean cardboard once or twice a year. I take it to a recycling centre and I push it out again. Well, just to make sure it works. Gosh, what an exciting life self-employed gardeners lead. He started spotting trucks and kept a notebook with registration number details of the carts and the names of the crew as a child. See? Excitement ran in his life from the beginning. I do hope he's kept all that information for future generations. He landed a job as a dustman in 1987, apparently, but after 4 years emptying bins in Feltham, he became disillusioned that others didn't share his passion, and he left. How odd that no one else has got the same hobby. I expect his wife... Silly me.
Sport! Sport!
Yeah, we'll have some sport, shall we? Because Blackburn defender Chris Samba has furiously dismissed quotes which implied that he was seeking a move to Arsenal. The Sun credited the 27-year-old as saying, a player who has no ambition to play at a higher level has made a mistake and chosen the wrong sport. He should be playing cricket. Well, either the Sun is telling Porky's here or the footballer is. Now, that is difficult to call that. It's as difficult as trying to work out how much Wayne Rooney gets paid for his innate common sense and ability to think clearly. I don't know what's happening with Arsenal because I'm not dealing with it and it's not my problem, Samba is supposed to have said. At the minute, I am still at Blackburn, but I would be a big lie if I told you everything is good and I don't want to play in the Champions League. It is difficult for me at the moment because I'm just waiting to see what happens and concentrating on my preparation for the news. That's an awful lot of words to make up, isn't it, really, for the Sun? To be honest, it's an awful lot of words for the Sun to print without a picture. But anyway, the angry Blackburn captain has denied making any such statements and insists the quotes are correct. Yeah. I'm a Rovers player, he said. I'll never mention other clubs. It's disrespectful. Yeah, I'm not happy right now. He never mentions other clubs. So how do they explain to him who they're playing each week if he never mentions them? This week we're playing... Oh, I can't tell you. It's a bit of a trade secret.
Weather! Yes, it's you, weather boy. Fail your exams, did you? Just look out the window and tell us the weather.
We'll do indeed, then. Any early mispatches, and they were early if they were misty, they'll quickly clear. They probably have done. It'll leave a bright day with periods of hazy sunshine. The cloud will build during the afternoon, perhaps bringing an odd shower, but most places will stay dry. It'll feel warm and rather humid. That's it. Nick's news for this week. More on Mary and Bogo next week, no doubt.